Two banks, two large manufacturing companies, and a public relations firm have teamed up to form the Wisconsin World Trade Legislation Council. It's a spin-off from Governor Doyle's recent trade mission to China. Its major mission is to lobby for more state programs to help companies find export markets. But spokesperson David Anderson says the group also wants to change public attitudes about the outsourcing of jobs to low-wage countries like China and Mexico.
A lot of people equate international trade with job loss. You know, in fact, we have a lot of Wisconsin companies who have added employees here in the state of Wisconsin to provide goods and services that are offered right here in Wisconsin and export it. And I think those are the kinds of things that an organization like this can help do, is clarify some of those misconceptions and really impress upon people the important role that international trade plays in our state.
Wisconsin had more than $11 billion in exports last year. That includes an almost $200 million boost in trade with China. The growing trade links with China worry some union leaders. State AFL-CIO President David Newby says he supports the boost in exports if it's increasing jobs in the state. But he says the trade deals often require companies to open production facilities in China.
So there's a real cost in terms of getting too much involved in the Chinese market, because that also entails ultimately transferring jobs from Wisconsin and other parts of the United States to China itself.
Newby says he'd like to see state business and government leaders get more involved in reforming national trade policies that he says are stacked against U.S. workers. David Anderson says his group is focused on increasing both exports and good-paying local jobs. The Wisconsin World Trade Legislation Council will hold a kickoff luncheon in Madison today, featuring talks by the state's trade representatives in China, Mexico, Brazil, and Canada. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.